This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You know, a lot of people ask, how much do you sleep? And my answer is 6, 7, or 8 hours, and it fucks with people, right? Because they think I'm sleeping like an hour. And my point there is, sleep's important. Like, I don't know, like, who thinks they're gonna survive without sleep. Sleep's important. What's important for what I'm about is what you're doing when you're awake. I'm fascinated by people who, like, say, I hustle, I sleep 4 hours, but then watch 3 hours of YouTube videos a day, right? And so for me, as you know, and what you're referring to as somebody who interacts with me is, you know, Tyler's sending you emails like, can you do 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m.? Like, every minute I have is programmed.
It's like more like 11:15 to 12:25.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the amount of 5 and 7 and 10 and 13, like, I basically, Tyler, what, I see your face. What do you think? It's 8. The 8 o'clock until 11 p.m. is pretty much programmed to the minute with zero slots for anything but the next meeting. But I'm working out, right? But like for like work, 8 to 11 with zero lunch, zero downtime. Like if I go take a piss, I'm cutting into some meeting. Now, but here's the thing. That's matching my happiness and ambition. That is not for 99.9% of people. Time management needs to be predicated on what makes you happy and what is coming out of your mouth. I sleep 6 hours a night. Like, you know, I'll sleep more. Fuck, I wish I could sleep all the time to be very, like, I hate the idea that people think that I'm against sleeping or that sleeping is not cool. Sleeping's fucking important. I am far more passionate about what you're doing when you're awake than I am when you sleep. I'm not worried if you sleep 8 hours a day. I'm worried that you're fucking around the other 16. So I think the sleep conversation needs to be talked about more and defined, and I've been very aggressive. I'm glad, it's a great first question. I'm curious, and by the way, I'm only curious about what you're doing 16 hours a day when your mouth is ahead of your actions. If you're telling me you're gonna build a $100 million company and you have any leisure, I'm calling you out on bullshit. It's hard enough to build a $1 million business. You know, one that's actually profitable. So I try to sleep 6, 7, but I get plenty of 4s and 5s, they happen, but I prefer not.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, over the last year and a half, probably not often enough, and probably why I had so much passion to do this with you, so I have something to point to, I've sprinkled in a lot more of hustle, but that means what you're doing when you're awake, not don't sleep. Don't watch 4 hours of House of Cards if you want to build a business, right? Don't play video games for 6 hours, but get your sleep in. And this, I've been thinking about more evergreen pieces of content that I can point to when people are like, Gary, you don't sleep. I'm like, no, watch this episode with Ariana. Like, so that had a lot to do.
That was exciting. I love that because people are looking to you.
And I sell hard work.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it's clarified as in, I'm more worried about playing Candy Crush for an hour when you want to build a big business versus taking that away from your sleep.
By the way, I sleep 6 to 7 hours a night. And I think it's always funny that people think it's a, like, yeah, I only sleep 3 hours. Like, sleep is a non-debate, like you need it. So like, but I'm asking you this carefully. How many hours a night do you tend to sleep? Tell the truth, do not lie.
No, 8.
Good, sleep 7. Like,
you sleep less.
One less hour, right? You just told me very passionately that your head and your heart are pulling in opposite directions. That's worth 7 versus 8, comma. How much telly do you watch? How many beers do you drink? How many YouTube videos do you watch? How many fucking conferences do you come to? Here's what I know. I believe that you have enough time to do both, especially if any of them has anything to do with the internet. Guys, every one of our grandparents didn't have this. If they had a job and they wanted to build another business, that means they needed to be there. They didn't have the fucking internet. We're so lucky. Let's take advantage of it. We're the first generation, no matter what our age is, that's living through this internet thing that's bonker shit crazy good. That's worth chipping away You should sit down right now, not listen to a word I'm saying, and write down every fucking thing you do 7 days a week. You've got family, you know, you've got things, people have things, but you have enough time for both.
You're right.
If you want it.
For example, I don't give a fuck. Like, sleep 10 hours a day. Then all I'll say to you is you have 14 hours. To me, this is not about the semantics. This is about the binary mindset of winning or losing in life. Everybody's looking for excuses. You responding in that comments of, but what about this, but what about that, but what about this, fuck that, or I need more time, or people need more time, or this is unfair, or what about wiffle ball, or escapism, or family time, or excuses. If you want to achieve what you want to achieve at the highest level, this is a binary game. Either you're in the, yes, I will figure this out business, or no, this won't work because. Too many of you are stuck, fucking stuck, and this is not going to work because you're still bitter, you're upset, you're still upset that girl broke up with you, you're upset, that's why it's not happening, you're upset because your parents didn't have any money and you have to pay for it yourself, like you're upset, and you're in the I can't have this work out because you actually got upset that the number was 18 hours a day you have time to do instead of realizing that's not what I fucking gave a fuck about. It's just maximizing what you can do while you're awake. So whether you're sleeping 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 hours, that's fine. I'm just interested in what you're doing in the 14, 15, 16 hours you have to do something about it. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, I love you, Gary. I'm only writing a review because Gary said writing a review would mean a lot to him, so here I am. Real stuff, I love your content. You've helped me tremendously with self-awareness. Thank you so much for that kind review. Anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.